What happened next, I do not remember. I know that I found myself some time later on the ground, with tears on my face, and that it was nearly dark. I got up and looked at the lake, and then I walked back to the house. I did not see Flora at the house. She spent the night with Mrs. Gross. When I went to my room, I saw that Flora's things were not there. I will always remember that evening at Bly. It was like no other. Strange things were happening, but that night, for me, had a sweet sadness. After I had my tea, I felt cold and sat by the schoolroom fire thinking. Miles came to the door, stopped and looked at me for a moment. Then he came and sat at the other side of the fire. We sat there, not speaking or moving, but I felt that he wanted to be with me. Early next morning, Mrs. Gross came to me with more bad news. After a very difficult night, with little sleep, Flora was ill. "She'll never speak to me again," I said to Mrs. Gross. "Oh, miss," said Mrs. Gross, "I think she never will. She asks me every 3 minutes, 'Do you think she's coming?'" "I see," I answered. "Has she said anything to you about Miss Jessel?"
"Not a word, miss."
"Well, it's all very clever," I said. "Now Flora has something to tell her uncle, and then I will have to leave Bly. That's what she wants."
"That's right," said Mrs. Gross. "She doesn't ever want to see you again."
"So why have you come now? To ask me to leave quickly?" I asked. "Well, I have a better idea," I went on, not giving her time to answer.